Hello?
Is that working?
Yeah.
Hello.
It is. It's working right now.
You're cranked.
Oh, I'm so cranked, baby.
You're all cranked up. You're on the crank.
I'm always cranked up.
How'd you get so cranked?
You do it to me.
I do it.
You get me so excited.
I get cranked.
So excited. What did you say? Oh, Tuesday cake.
Tuesday cake. Tuesday cake. Who likes Tuesday cake?
Yeah.
I like cake, I like it moist. I like it in my mouth, I like cake. Hey,
what?
What you doing?
Nothing, what are you doing?
Singing about cake.
I know.
I like cake, I like it moist, I like it frosted. I like cake on my tongue. I like cake, put it on my face. Cause I like cake.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That's you.
Me?
Yeah.
And that's you.
Me?
You.
And that's us.
That's us.
It's Everything Us.
Everything Us. Ah, I miss this, I think.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
I feel like we're not spending enough time here doing this.
We spend too much time making masks.
Man.
Mask on your face.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
Put a mask on your face.
Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Hashtag
giggle, giggle.
Not real sure what happened there.
What? Did it go? Did it not go?
I don't know.
Tell me, please.
Show me your boobs.
Okay.
Woo, look at your boobs.
I'll always show you my boobies.
My mic feels wet.
Ew.
But I have cotton mouth.
Oh, gross. Also gross.
So I work tomorrow.
Secondly gross. Yeah. Work. You'll work tomorrow. I will get a lot of stuff done in the morning.
I know. You get so much done when I'm not here.
I know.
Everyone knows.
I know.
You're so efficient. Hey, I did a bunch of laundry today.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was really helpful.
I only folded one load.
I know. You know what?
I forget.
Do you?
To fold.
Really?
Well, like I loaded the basket, but I left it down here. I forget to take it upstairs.
Right.
It's hard for me to stay focused.
Maybe you need a medication that'll help you stay focused.
Oh, where do you get those?
I don't know.
Can I get that over the phone?
I don't know.
Focuspills.com?
Yeah.
Isn't it like ginkgo biloba? No, I think that's for your joints.
I smoke enough joints. Is it what's that other one? Ginseng?
Ginseng makes me not be able to pee.
Oh, weird.
Does something weird to my bladder or something. When I take a lot of ginseng, I can't pee.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. That's funny. Well, I'm sorry. Don't take the ginseng so you'll be able to pee.
I enjoy peeing.
This is nice to be down here. Kind of relaxing at the end of our day.
It's been a very busy week already, and it's only Tuesday. I told you, April was going to go slow.
Almost Wednesday.
And May was going to fly by.
Yeah, because it's already... Almost, what, the 12th is tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Man. It's almost halfway there.
Almost fucking halfway.
Yeah.
And I think it was because April, we had nothing to do.
Well, right.
You worked on the puzzle.
Right.
And we sat around for a couple weeks, and we were just like,
that was in March.
The puzzle was in the first part of April, I think.
No, because the puzzle was done before my birthday because we were masking. Hello, Heather. Is that who that is? Yes, hello. Heather.
So then that meant, what, April 1st is when we started doing... masks?
Yeah.
And we've been doing
I thought
masks
it was the
since.
30th because it was a Sunday.
Jam.
Yep. And now it's the 12th.
Well, either way.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
What is that all about?
That was that made me think about what we've been doing.
You got very tired all of a sudden. Your yawn became as big as your face. Baby yawn.
It made you yawn as big as your face, too.
Not cool, lady.
I'm sorry.
Well, we've been doing very good. You've done very good, honey. You've done real
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Doing real, real good.
You've done real good. You've been sewing.
I'm on the sewing machine now. I'm a sewing machine guy.
You're a sewing machine guy.
You need
guy
me
now.
To sew something on you. A sewing machine that's straight, maybe with a slight curve. But it better be slight.
It better be slight.
Yeah. Mostly straight stuff.
Yeah, good.
Like I could put together maybe like a bag.
Or a pillow.
A pillow.
Or
but not
something.
Like a whale pillow. It'd have to be a regular pillow.
Yeah.
Square.
Right.
But even that has round corners.
Yeah.
No, not really.
No.
Okay, I'll make you a pillow. If you would like to commission a pillow for me, I would be happy to make that for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, Heather and Ashton. Thanks for joining us and everyone else, Mars, that's in the room. Please take a moment and share the show. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Sharing the show is fun.
Sharing the show is fun.
People love it when you
it's
share.
It's fun. Woo.
We haven't been able to share in a while because Woo. Of the old corona.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even know. Time, we're in... Blah, 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 blah. That's how I feel about everything right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it feels weird.
It does feel weird. It really does feel weird. Well, so you have a question. Do you like cake?
Do you like cake? Who likes cake?
I like cake.
Man, we're back and do you like cake?
Yeah.
Are you back to work? Was my first question. Have you gone back to the old work regime? Regiment, however you would say it. And during that, do you wish you were just having some cake? Because I bought us ice cream sandwiches.
Ooh,
today.
Nice.
Ooh, no, the big wheels.
Ooh.
Oh, with the cookies and cream in the middle. Oh, man, those are my faves. Yes, we know Heather is back to it. We saw her down at Spirit Ways on
Saturday. I know, we didn't podcast all weekend. Ariel came into town. I guess that's what we should recap a little bit of what's happened. So our daughter came into town Friday morning. We had big plans to video and to podcast
and
to everything.
And then we reminisced.
Yeah, and we just ended up spending a lot of quality time with her, and that was what was needed. And so that's what we did.
We also played some music.
Oh, yeah. That
we were
was
able
really
to play
great.
Some music together, which was cool.
Yep. That was on Mother's Day. For Mother's Day, you guys played music. Mother's Day was nice.
Mother's Day was great.
We went.
We
went to our friends for brunch. And then we went to my mom and dad's house and put a bidet in for them, which they love, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know your dad is so funny. I don't need that. Now he's gonna love it.
Uh-huh. He's not gonna be able to live without it.
Nope.
And so then we came home and we sat in the backyard, and my oracle cards that Lais gave me, I made everyone pull one and we read them, and that was pretty amazing. And then we came in and you guys played beautiful music.
Here, you wanna hear some?
Yeah.
Alright, that's the Book of Love. She didn't sing in this one though.
No, that was just you.
Yeah, we want to find something she's singing
for
sure.
Oh, you guys are so funny when you sing together too. Cause you're so loud. Yes, he
loves us. It's like a competition to see who's got the stronger voice.
Uh-huh.
Who's more powerful singer.
Yeah.
Jesse loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh.
Yeah. You guys are fun.
It's good to see her. I'm glad that she was here. That was the best part. It was just she's bumming, you know, she wants to come home. Obviously, that's what kids do when you move away. You want to go home. As soon as you move away, you're like, oh my God, actually, this is us. This is so great. Paying all these bills right. on time.
Having this stress.
And being responsible. What do you mean I have to sign up for electricity? Electricity doesn't just come to the house. Oh, no, you pay for that? I never knew that. Whoa. So.
Yeah, that's great.
I love her. For that, I love the boy for the same thing. It's what they did. They yep. went out and they worked it and they tried it out by themselves on their own. And now they're like, okay, there's a better way to do this.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens from here.
Absolutely. See what happens. She's coming back and she's going to start over again and try something new. A new different yep. adventure. That's yeah. the best part about it and how old they are being their ages that they get that option in life.
They do have that option.
Yeah. Especially right now.
Yep.
Well, you know,
you can reset so many times in life, and when you're in your early 20s, it's easy to reset often.
Yeah, yeah, and absolutely.
So, you know, do a quick year in Cali, 8, 9 months, 10 months, and then come home. I mean, I think that's a pretty decent attempt at 20s. You
right.
know, a lot of people do it. I lived in Portland for a while, and I mean, I've been all over the place. So, I mean, that's what you do.
I guess.
Well, that's not what you did.
I never
No, I scooped you up and kept you home. But there's still time if you'd like to go out and sow your wild oats. Just wear a mask.
You don't care what I do with my oats, if I make bread with it or if I
make a jam?
Make muffins.
Oat muffins are nice.
Yeah, you don't care.
Nope. Cereals.
Just make something.
Just they're
sow
wild.
Them, do something.
They're wild oats, you know, and you sow them however you want, honey.
I don't know.
Plant them. You could sew them together.
It would be fun to do something different adventure.
Make an oat shirt.
An oat shirt.
Well, yeah, you got to sew them together.
Weave it together.
Weave your oats together like a tapestry of life, honey. And it becomes an oat shirt.
Oat.
We've got this beautiful camera.
I know.
But I don't have a bra on, so we can't turn it on.
Wow, we can turn it on tomorrow morning when you get home from work.
We will do that.
Yeah.
I work tomorrow.
I know.
Bright and early. I know.
It's a weird thing, right?
It's a weird fucking thing.
It's a weird thing. This is it. It's it. I'm telling you, people, it's how you gotta learn to be self-sufficient in another way.
If I could get away with not having to go to work ever again.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know how we do that. I guess we need you people. We need you to become a patron with the Everything Swallow podcast. Come behind us or advertise. If you've got a business and you'd like to advertise with us, we could also work that out, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we need. And I think the state lottery could also help us.
Oh, man. Come on. Come on, Big Daddy. Give it to us.
Win the state lottery, and then we could just hook up all the old people.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be for very long, really.
No.
You know, you help the old folks, the moms and the pops.
Right. Take care of our parents. That's what you're referring
to. Well, yeah, of course.
Hooking up the old people.
Yeah. And
can I just tell
help
you
help them with their own thing, like
during
a RV.
This whole Rona thing, I don't want to wear pants.
I have come to loathe clothes.
Yeah, me too. Bad.
Yeah.
Like most of the time you're just in shorts with nothing else on.
Very light shorts, and if anything, a button up shirt that makes me feel like I'm not wearing one.
Right.
Unless people come over and then I cover up a tad bit more.
Right.
But by a tad, I mean a tad.
A tiny tad.
Like a button up shirt and just underwear. That has been known to happen.
That has happened.
It has been known.
I'm just saying, I'm ready for it to be warmer. My house is freezing, and I want to wear summer dresses and sit outside in the sun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like it's taken a minute to get here. But, like, for, I don't know, 40 days, life stopped. Hi, Josie!
Yeah, because that's all we've been able to do. We've been making masks. I mean, I hate to be a broken record on this show every day, but we're stuck.
Yeah.
In that room.
Yeah.
We got to find some sort of balance.
We're trying harder.
We're
getting a little better. I feel like we're not in there. I guess
we're eating our meals standing at the work table. I'm not complaining. I'm not judging you. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying it's my fault too. But you and I are the worst at balance.
I know.
We're the worst at it.
I'm telling you, we should set up a store in the garage.
Okay. What does that do?
It just makes more work.
Yeah. I got to build a store.
Yeah.
And it gives us somewhere else to hang out. Yeah. And then you're out there stocking the store.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. I want to sit down and watch the new season of Ozarks.
Oh, TV.
Yeah.
What?
It's called Relaxation, Shayna. Try it. It's NBC. PBS. It's called Friendship. Wow.
It's called Relaxation.
Give it a try.
Hi, Missy Sheriff.
Missy Sheriff.
Yeah, I got to put the curtain up, Josie. Josie
she came
says,
over
put
to
the
house.
Damn curtain up. I told her about the curtain. I'll have to tell my mom to bring that over tomorrow.
That curtain's not a big enough curtain. What the hell? You going to get one from, like, the theater?
She's got a king-size top sheet, so I feel like...
Who does?
My mom.
She does?
Yeah.
What's it look like?
It's gray.
It's got, like, flowers on it or
I
something?
Don't know. I hope not, because then...
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need no weird sheet.
Whatever. In
what
our
is
house?
That going to do? You know what that's going to do? Then we'll be in there behind the sheet, and we won't even know what the fuck is going on out in the world. I'll be out there making lunch. You'll be back there behind the sheet. No sheet, Josie. No sheet.
Hi, Rita.
No. No. You know that's exactly what will happen. You will be behind the sheet. Where's Shayna? Behind the sheet. How long has she been there? 74 hours. That's worse.
Yeah, you're prayer.
Josie's
right.
Like, oh, put up a sheet, and then you won't be able to see into the workroom.
Yeah.
But you don't think about the fact you won't be able to see out of the workroom, which will make you feel like there is no time. Being in the workroom is like being in a casino in Las Vegas. You don't know what day it is. Yeah. You don't know what time it is. Yeah, right. All of a sudden, it's like 2 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, we've been watching The Office for 8 hours. Restart that shit and let's go. If you have any television series, if you have television series DVDs that you would like to donate to the podcast
or
to the workroom, let us borrow. Yeah, right. Like the library.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to bring on those over or send them over. Any, especially old TV series. You've got any, you know, Facts of Life or
Soap,
Love Boat, Soap,
Fantasy Island.
Yeah, we have one season of
Soap. And Third.
We have Soap and Third Rock. We do have Soap, and we have the Benny Hill. But a Love Boat would be great.
Amita, oh my gosh, DVDs. That's so 2000s.
Oh, shut your mouth. Well, we don't have cable, so you know.
Right now, in order. Josie says, Sean, if she doesn't look at the sewing machine, maybe she won't go to it. A bug to a light.
No, then she won't leave it.
Right, because then no one can see me in there.
Yep.
I will listen, like it better.
We don't have cable.
No.
The only reason we're able to broadcast this is because I have a little jump box set up for my neighbor's house on his internet where I can run on my bicycle. And it turns a crank, and it allows me to get an internet signal so that I'm able to broadcast to you people. We're like Wolfman Jack out here on Pirate Radio. We got no internet in this house. We're watching DVDs and fucking listening to cassette tapes. Aren't we? Yeah. We watched the fucking VHS the other day. We have the VHS player set up. Get your ass over here and watch some original Disneys. Why is cake not a thing?
So Misa what,
Sheriff?
Why is cake a thing?
Because
Sean has been asking me for a couple days to make a cake, and today I was like, I should just go in there right now and make it.
Make it.
But then I just don't stop working.
Yeah, imagine if there was a curtain and you couldn't even see the kitchen. Then there wouldn't even be cake on your mind.
No. There's not even a kitchen on my mind.
What kitchen? I live here now.
That's right. This is my space now. My precious.
Yes, they're VHS in the plastic cases. What do you think? We're barbarians over here? What the hell? This girl. Plastic cases. I scoff at you.
Yeah, it's so great.
I wish if Jen was in the room right now, she'd show you that I had that stack of cases. I'm watching Sean in jail, Sean at a funeral,
yeah.
Sean on the news.
Yeah.
Sean goes to the zoo. It's like fucking Curious George over here on VHS. Shayna's got on a yellow hat.
Oh my God.
We're watching the Rugrats. It's Curious Sean. I have the Curious Sean VHS tapes.
Collection. Oh, I like Rugrats.
I remember Rugrats. That was very adult. And they were mean, that little redheaded
one. I'm
making
the cake in the morning. Missy Sheriff is like, her roommate used to do that. Bring out the box of brownie mix. Promise, but then never do it.
Oh, classes at Chatfield. How fun.
Oh, nice.
She's here?
Love you guys. I don't know. Are you at our house, Classy?
Oh, she stopped in to say hi on the podcast. I don't know anymore. People just come here. Mike and Jason showed up the other night, and I was like, oh my God, Mike and Jason are here, and they brought in a great big giant bottle of vodka. I've been drinking that for 2 days, like a nipple off a big mommy's tit. Some Russian mom breastfeeding her little swallow boy. Vodka milk.
Vodka milk. Gross. Vodka juice.
Vodka juice from me, mommy.
Vodka juice.
I just realized it's the end of the month and 2 weeks into the next month, and my beer was done on April 30th. But somehow, I've lost 12 days. So the beer is in there, and it could probably go into the fridge, one of them.
Okay.
Start cooling down for a drink.
Let's try it.
We're gonna pick one.
We'll take it up. We'll take it up and have some.
Josie, she's nursed from the Russian nipple vodka nipple. Mother's milk.
Mother's milk. Mother's nipple milk. Mother's vodka nipple.
I can't get enough water.
Lately, me too.
You know, I think it's because we're drying out.
No, it's because we're drinking wind. It's so the vodka. Much vodka. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama always said, just drink from the milk.
Just drink from the jug?
The jug, Daddy.
The jug.
Yeah. Why? She almost died. Oh, from all the vodka.
Oh, I bet. Well, did you have a hangover?
Oh. That's a shot for you?
No.
That's a shot for you.
That one's for me.
Oh. I will have them both. What's up? I heard we're drinking and talking nips on here. Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. Are. We're talking about nipples that drink. One time I saw someone drink from their nipple. You think the only juice comes out? She sucked some back in.
What?
Yeah, man. What? I think she had a vacuum kind of going on. Like she had squeezed it out like you would a bag. And then when she let go, it kind of... brought
what
it back in. It brought it back
fuck?
In. What? That's just like you ever seen a video of it.
Are you sure? Like I think you're making this
no.
up.
No. It was real.
From a movie.
No, yeah, no. Maybe. I thought it was, maybe it was, it was obviously a movie.
Maybe a Let dream.
Maybe a video. Something on Pornhub. I think it was on Pornhub. It's called Mother's Milk. Psych.
No, sir.
No, I don't know what it was called. But it was weird. I didn't save it to my favorites.
What? You should have.
I probably should have.
I mean, come on. That's unbelievable shit.
Right after there, I saw a girl blow a candle out with her cooch. Like this. Oh. And it was a big flame.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah. She put in a red, white, and blue ping pong ball and then spit out a red, white, and blue ping pong ball.
Could she juggle them?
She turned them around in there. She put them in 1, 2, 3, put them out 1, 2, 3. She just did some little poop, poop, switched them around in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonder
yeah.
what else is in there.
Well, she could stand over a xylophone and spit them out real quick and catch them back up. She did the theme from Big. I saw her, and she pushed them out with three ping pong balls right out of her cooter. blink, 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 blink. This is crazy. And then blew out a candle.
You're killing me. Because if
Wait a minute, that was a juggler.
If you really saw that shit and didn't show me, I'm going to be so mad.
No, wait, that was a juggler. He was doing that. Well, I think he had rubber balls.
Oh, my God.
We're blowing coochies in here. If you need your coochie blowed on, this is the place to be. Put it up to your headphones. Put your cooter right up the speaker. There you go. Should be fine now.
Oh, my God.
Should be fine. Vulgar.
Oh, my God.
Bandersnatcher.
So, the sheriff says someone should hit them back in.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Blowing on a crotch in here.
Oh,
you
come
know, that's,
on.
That's what's a scary dream.
I like it. Yeah, Homelander, come on.
We are vulgar.
We're not vulgar. We're not breathing.
Right. Yeah.
Ping right. pong. You know, in China, they call it ping pong.
Yeah, I did know that.
You learned that in a movie.
I did know that.
It's called ping pong. What was the name of that movie? Paddles from Hell?
No, it's...
Paddle Me Mary. What the hell is that movie called? Paddles of Glory?
I don't know.
What is the ping pong movie with Walkins?
Oh, it's Christopher Taco Walkins. Tuesday. This is how Taco Tuesday
oh,
is supposed
shit.
To go.
Oh, yes. I love... That's my favorite kind of taco. Who's this gentleman sending you these taco pictures?
He's in the DJ.
Wow. Balls of Fury. Nailed
yes.
it. Who is that?
Who is that?
Josie.
That's right.
Balls of Fury. Amita, thanks for sharing the show. We really appreciate it. Let's have a cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
You know what happens is I get Monday, I'm like, hey, I'm not working. Tuesday, it's like, oh, my God, I have to work. Let's drink. And then to Wednesday, I go to work like, fuck, I'm hungover.
Hi, Jimama.
Ow. This we are drinking tonight.
It's brought to you by the number six.
Brought to you by the number six. That's how many times the bottle claims it was distilled. I'm thinking four tops. I think they've exaggerated by a third.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hot.
This is the Kirkland American vodka.
Yeah.
This is not in the Josie. This is the different vodka than the one that you guys have. You guys get the imported one, from what I learned. It's a little bit more than this one. So we don't have a Costco card, so we're just sending random friends with Costco cards with $20 bills.
Big bulk vodka.
To get the biggest bottle of vodka they can get. And this one, we came back with the American vodka. It's blue.
Blue. Blue.
But it's a little bit fatter bottle. This is more if you're into the
fatter.
Girth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's
Josie,
lengthy and one's girthy.
Yeah. Josie, Steve likes the length.
Yeah.
And I'm more of a girth man myself. I'm trying to drink this podcast pretty. You're doing a great job, Forrest. You're doing
Don't
it great.
Don't give up. You keep trying.
Couple more shots. We're going
right.
to be shinier
you'll
than
have your clothes off.
Shinier than you've ever seen. We're going to be so pretty. You're going to be like, that'll do, podcast. That'll do. Yeah. And so we're on to this one now. We're going to try this Kirkland. I like it.
Oh, Josie. Missy Sheriff says, you're going to get stretched out, Sean.
Oh. Hey, you know, what are you talking about?
That's funny.
Stretching. We're trying to be classy here. We've already been called vulgar.
What?
Now we don't need to be talking about stretching.
I like that word, vulgar.
Vulgar. I kind of like vulgar.
It's vulgar. 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 Vulgar.
There are a couple words that are awesome to use that just mean like, ooh, that's naughty. And vulgar is one of them.
Yeah.
When you say that about someone, oh man, what's that guy like? Well, he's vulgar. I think, ooh, he sounds fine.
I know.
Or chicks. When chicks are vulgar, you're like, oh, yeah, are you that dirty in bed? Probably not.
Probably not.
You're all talk because you're only vulgar. See? It could be a negative connotation as
right,
well.
Right, right. Absolutely.
No, I think it's meant to be a negative.
Oh, I don't know.
You and I both, we just kind of checked out there for a second. But, like, our motherboard's locked up and shut down.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was good. Well, I hope everyone's been enjoying the weather. I can tell you, can I get a raise hands in the room of everyone who is really bummed out by all the allergies that are just nailing me in the face?
You know,
can't sleep with the window open.
Well, the trees are waking up.
Because the trees are waking up and they're spitting out all their juice, right? It's just tree sperm everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And so then it's getting all in my nose.
Yeah.
It made my...
You're talking about it. It's making me feel like
I feel better today than I have in the last couple days. But the last couple days, I mean, come on. Talk about antihistamine. Oh. Sister. Tree sperm. Damn, hashtag.
Yeah.
Amita, hands up, Josie, everyone.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone with a face.
Everyone with a nose.
Has been affected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
blowing
sucks.
In your window. They got a new puppy.
You got a new dog. Oh, my God. Are you going to call it Sean? Call him Sean.
No.
Oh, do it. Call him Sean. All right. dogs do get allergies.
Yeah.
And what can you do for them but smother them?
Smother them?
Yeah.
Smother them with what?
Well, a pillow?
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Rebel Steve. That's what you called the dog. You named the dog after... Oh, Rebel Steve.
Rebel.
Rebel. Steve wants Shadow. Okay, I don't like either one. We're going to have to start all over, all together. Huh. I saw the picture, and every 14th person calls their dog Rebel, and every 8th person calls their dog Shadow. So call the dog Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Just Kevin. Just call the dog Kevin. You know what I mean? Nobody calls their dog Kevin.
Right.
Yeah, nobody does. Or Randall.
Randall.
Noob met a great guy named Randall. Man, he was fun. Hyper, too, and he loved sunscreen.
He loved sunscreen.
Yeah.
Especially on his junk.
Especially on his junk. He applied a lot of sunscreen to his genital area at the nudist colony.
Yes.
But it was sunny there.
It was very sunny.
And he was white.
And he was protecting himself.
He was
He was going to make sure he
was
okay.
What about Marshall? What about a dog named Marshall?
Marshall? I don't know.
That's a good name for a dog. Marshall. Hey.
I don't know.
Come here, Marshall.
Yeah.
Buddy. Come
buddy.
On.
Buddy.
Don't buddy.
Buddy, come here, little buddy. That's what you call him anyways.
Well, that's what you end up calling your dog anyways is buddy. Because he keeps saying, hey, buddy, hey, buddy. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's the universal name.
Yeah.
But you got to come up with something more like, hey, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin. Come here, little Kevin. 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 Stop doing that. Stuff like that. See how easy it is? Pedro. I don't know that it's a fly name for a dog, but...
I like Pedro.
What about Napoleon?
I guess so. That's a long name.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
How about Spumoni?
Spumoni. Dry fly. Oh, dry mouth. You called your dog dry mouth? Yeah, he's a stoner.
Wouldn't that be cotton mouth?
What about shithead?
Oh, yeah, shithead from The Jerk.
No more than two syllables. Kevin. I'm still on Kevin.
Kevin. Oh, Kevin.
How about blasphemy?
How about Larry?
Larry?
How
I like
about...
man names for my... My next dog is going to have a man name. Not that I'm going to get one. Ever.
No.
And I don't ever want another dog. For now. After having this dog... Sorry, earmuffs. Daphne, oh, she's sleeping. I don't ever want another dog. I don't.
No.
Oh, call your dog Volva, and then you could just yell it out in the park. Volva,
Volva,
or Labia. It's French. It means lady. But it's a male dog. I know.
I like
that.
I like like it.
No, that's too in your face.
Yeah, pussy lips is too in your face.
You got to be more covert.
Yeah.
It's got to be something like French. Labia, labia, come here now.
That's right.
Labia. Precious. Oh, you're all wet. Look at you. Let's get you. Don't shake them. Labia. See? It's way better than pussy loop. Hey, pussy loop. See? You gotta be slick, man. You gotta be cool. Clitoris. Clitoris. Come, clitoris. Come. Come on.
I like that one.
Clitoris.
I like how you say, yeah, see? Come.
Come, clitoris, come. Oh, come to daddy, clitoris. That's a good girl.
Yeah.
Kisses you on your face.
Kiss on your face. That's right. Let me kiss your face.
See, that works. It's got to be covert.
That's funny.
Shitheads, you know that would work. Someone of the right generation, when you called your dog shithead, they would get the reference, you know, the jerk. It's iconic.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, name your dog whatever you want. Let's go Russian. Vodka.
Yes,
yeah, right. Name the dog Vodka. I love it.
That's right.
I'm doing both. He's the sheriff. In some states, that's legal.
I don't know which ones they are, but it's got to be somewhere.
I'm sure it's in the South. I don't know. I've been to the South.
Yeah.
Could be the North.
That's funny.
It's cold up North. You find yourself cuddling with just about anything when it's cold.
When it's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Well, it's been a while since we have been here. I feel like it's been days.
It has been days.
It's been days and days and days. The weekend flew by.
Oh,
I don't even remember it.
Because Ariel was here and it
oh,
was so
fast. Oh, right.
Fast.
It was so good. We had so much fun at Ariel.
It was so great having Ariel here.
It's great. Even the mainstream news is talking about that the number one thing people are doing during this is drinking and fighting.
Oh.
And smoking weed.
Oh.
Yeah, so drinking alcohol does not protect you against COVID-19, although the alcohol consumption has increased during the pandemic
for
just about across the board in all demographics from 18 to 21 to 21 and up.
Yeah.
Oh, underage drinking?
Happening.
Oh, man.
Happening.
If you've got alcohol, let's say beer or Truly's or something in your garage, don't leave your garage open. Your garage fridge, it's going to get robbed.
Yeah.
I knew people that used to do that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They would roll around, and if they'd come up on their bikes, and there would be someone, the garage would be open, so they would, one person would hold the other person's bike upright, so you didn't have to pick it up. You know what I mean?
And then they would run out with it, and you guys would take off.
Open it up. There's a case or something. You grab the beer, however many you could carry, run. Jump on your bike because it's already kind of upright. You just throw your leg over, kick it, and go.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Close your garage.
Yeah, close your garage.
That's the moral of that story. And if you are smoking a lot of weed, make sure you have a bunch of Oreos on hand. We have white ones and black ones.
White ones and black ones?
We're not racist. And I put them together.
I know you do.
And I go like this. Ebony and ivory all together in my ori. Stuff like that. The cream on the inside. Don't lie. What are we doing?
I have not seen the skit on Saturday Night Live.
A bar. No, I can't. Have you seen the skit? Let kids drink. It's only fair.
Have not seen it.
No, I didn't see that. What's up, Mel?
I said chocolate and vanilla swirl,
too,
Mr.
Lyrical laxative. Interesting. Mel, a lyrical laxative.
What?
That's what this person's name is who came into the room. I don't know if they're still here or not, but it's Mel. He's a lyrical laxative. He can sing the brown note. We did not see. We tried to watch Saturday Night Live, the Zoom, the at-home edition.
Yeah.
No, we missed the last couple ones. This was the only one we tried to watch. I just couldn't do it.
I don't think they're very funny anymore. And then that one was even worse.
Well, it had that one Kristen, what's her name? And I like her host. I liked her, but it just...
Oh, it was last weekend.
We didn't make it. Yeah. We did not make it to last weekend. Yeah. So, anyways, we tried. We tried Saturday Night Live, but I haven't really been able to watch Saturday Night Live in years.
No, it's just too political.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it there, too. Yeah, you know. Well, I just always think, I don't want to watch that. I want something funny that doesn't have to deal with the shit that's going on all around us.
So, it was the only skit worth watching, so maybe I'll write it down, and I'll go back and look at it.
Just watch that one.
I will.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Kids should drink. Let kids drink.
Yeah, it's okay. It's only fair.
You know, it makes sense because during this time of you kind of want your kids to be going to bed early. So if you give them a couple cocktails, maybe around 6:30, they're out.
Go to
by 7:30, I'm figuring.
Or like Steve would get those chocolates with the alcohol in it.
Yeah, the alcohol chocolates from the... what do you call it? From the Russian supermarket.
Yeah, the Russian chocolates.
They've got alcohol in them. They eat a couple chocolates, and they're like, I'm tired.
I got to go to bed. And you're like, yeah, you do. Get out of here.
Imagine,
go to bed.
Imagine a sleepy little 8-year-old in a Russian accent. I'm tired. And he'll be like, oh, so sweet. What did you send to me? Did you send me booby pictures?
I sent you the link to the Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, that'll be just as good. Well, I didn't need to write it down then.
That's okay.
Wait, that's a waste. Waste of some paper right there, Josie.
That's all right.
Scratch that out. Don't need that anymore.
Don't need that anymore.
Nope. But we have not watched any Geordi Shores. We need to be watching
Geordi
some
Geordi.
Geordi Shores.
Geordi Shore.
Yeah, I know. They sent you a... Facebook got mad when she sent her nudes.
Remember? We do like chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Who, see, Sheriff.
Why would you ask that? Yes, and we like air. Those are the two things we like the most. I like cake.
And Josie, next time you have to just send them to us and not just to Facebook.
Oh, well, she showed him when she was here.
I know.
Wow. today was a cake day. I think today's National Eat Cake.
It was?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I think so. Look, let's look. Today is National Fibromyalgia. Nope. That's not a cake. Not a cake at all. Oh, it's Nutty Fudge Day.
There you go.
I was close. Oh, and tomorrow is apple pie day.
Oh, fruit cocktail day is tomorrow.
Damn. I just want a cake.
What else is?
Tomorrow's Top Gun Day. Are we going to watch that movie?
Fuck no, I hate
Get
Tom Cruise.
Get on the road. Head in the overdrive.
I can't stand Tom Cruise. Riding down the danger zone. Yeah.
Who sings that song?
Kenny Loggins.
Yay! Kenny Loggins. Give her a hand, everybody.
That's just my answer now whenever
it should be. Because
it's not my fault that I don't know all of Kenny Loggins' songs.
Well, you do now.
No, I don't. I'm not even close. I'm so far away.
Would you like to recap some of his
hits?
It's
okay. No. It's good.
Hey, there it is. Josie sent me that skit. And then Jeremy sent me that attachment.
I told you.
With the dirty pictures. What was it? How to eat pie?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Proper way to eat tacos on Taco Tuesday.
I always
Tuesday.
Forget that it's Taco Tuesday. We had Chili Dog Tuesday.
We did.
That was good.
Yeah,
it's like a taco.
No.
It's like an American taco.
Yeah.
It's like a gringo taco, man. We got a soft shell made out of bread. And we put like just one big piece of meat in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And we put that in there. And I put that chili. It's American chili. It was just like a taco.
Okay.
It had cheese.
It
had chili. It had meat.
And it didn't have no lettuce.
No lettuce. Not all tacos have lettuce.
Oh.
And it had a flour-based shell. Is it soft? A very, very soft taco.
That came and looking like a hot dog.
Well, yeah, it looked like a hot dog. You don't look at it like that.
And you have to turn it sideways to eat it.
Josie gets me. That's a gringo taco.
Gringo taco dog.
Taco dog. Roof, roof, orale.
You're funny.
You're fun. Well, Jake, you owe me a Coke.
Okay. I'll give you a poke.
Who's making summer plans?
Me. I am.
I want to make summer plans.
What are you going to do?
I want to do something good.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
What are you going to do there?
I don't know.
We're going to go camping. We have a beautiful little camper trailer.
I know.
We're going to camp in it.
We're going to push it to the mountains. And we're going to camp in it.
I'm going to just tie it with a rope around our car.
Okay.
And just tow it like that.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it. What could happen?
Nothing.
I know how to tie. I was a Boy Scout leader.
I know.
We never got to that rope thing, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Do you think a lot of people are fighting over the remote control?
I don't. Well, I guess. If you're sitting on the couch.
Well, yeah, because you figure a lot of people already fight over the remote control. So imagine now they're so sick of each other. But now people are going back to work, I think. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know.
I feel so confused. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. My work told me, one work said, you're not coming back to work till August.
Yeah.
So I just checked out over there. They're dead to me. Do you know what I mean? And then my other job, I just go to it twice a week, and it's just every day is the same.
Right.
I just don't know what's happening.
We're not fighting over the remote because we're not even sitting on our couch.
But what's happening?
I don't know.
I mean, are banks open?
I don't think so.
Can I go buy you a pedicure yet?
I don't know.
Would someone send Shayna a pedicure gift card for both of us? Because I don't know exactly what they are, but I think I need one. Oh, my God. Trump is here.
What's going on, you guys?
What is going on? That's what we're trying to figure out. What is going on in the world? Can Captain Dildo please tell us what is happening in the world?
Right.
Because are we able to go back to restaurants aren't open? Because
no.
We aren't going out. We're eating at home.
Right.
We're eating soft tacos. I think you can get your hair cut. I saw Floyd's was open. I think that you can go to the stores, right? I saw that the nursery was open, but at the same time, they were lined up outside.
Right.
So can we go inside places? Everybody's got to have a mask on.
I don't know. I wonder that about like Joanne's and stuff, you know?
If everybody's got to have a mask on.
Are they still rationing things? They should still be rationing things. Hey, we talked to somebody today and she said something interesting to me that I had never even heard of or thought about before.
So if I'm a Republican, should I not be wearing a mask?
I don't know.
Because I'm a registered Republican.
But she mentioned a ration card.
There's ration cards?
I know.
Holy
That's
shit.
What I thought
we gotta get out of the house.
It.
We've been out of the house like
she
five
said people
times.
People don't even know how good we have it. We don't have ration cards. There's not guys
limited access
in your streets. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I feel like we have it pretty good right now.
Are we even gonna have an election?
I don't know.
I think Trump will be president forever now.
Oh, and there are police officers in front of Costco enforcing the face mask policy. Oh,
okay.
My gosh. Lord Jesus, protect those people.
Oh, no shit. Because of the shooting.
Yeah, because
now
people are just randomly shooting them.
It's my right to take your life because I don't want to wear a mask. Now, that's getting a little out of control. I'm all for civil rights. I mean, our own personal rights and stuff, but... Oy.
Well, you
what's
know
what's happening?
Right. What's going on?
I was going back to my essential
Are
question.
We dreaming? Don't you feel like you're just in a perpetual dream, a perpetual anxiety dream?
Yes. It's so
where
weird.
Where you keep waking up in the same house, but a different scenario happens, and then you're in the same house again. And
Are
a
we
different,
in Groundhog?
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to King Supers now, the masks and the police.
Wow.
I'm telling you, all those vehicles that I saw...
Maybe
sitting over there,
pop
they're out there
now.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Two poultry people. You can't only have poultry products. Oh, there's fucking chicken people. I've heard of the lizard people.
Wow. Poultry people.
Well, I'm on the side of wear the masks. You know, let's just do what the hell just to stop any problem. Plus, I got chased. I didn't even tell the world about that. And you know, let's just try not to get killed.
Right. Right. Last week was pork. Yeah. King Supers is Krogerland. I don't know. It is. It's just try to stay safe, man. That's the whole thing now. It's like you just want to stay safe and keep all the people you love and care about safe.
Right, because I'm on both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm all about trying to take back our civil rights from the government and take power away from the government and all that other stuff. But at the same time, who's got the power? The government, the media, the social media,
right?
The citizens. I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I just want to get what I need for my family and not get killed. I asked a guy, I said he should have a mask on at the post office the other day, and the dude followed me down the road, literally chased me in his car.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, I understand if you don't agree with the mask policy, but don't try to make me pee my pants.
Right.
Why you got to chase me? I don't know what you're going to do, even if all you want to do is prove your point or tell me your point. You came at me. He came at me.
Yeah, in such a hostile way.
Reached inside my car.
Yeah.
And then chased me down.
Right.
And I thought, what is going on? What is happening? Why is he doing this?
That is exactly right.
Well, he scared me, Captain Dildo, and I was a fucking victim of him. My fear of him. I don't know.
Right. Well, you don't know because people are shooting each other. So you don't know what that person's intent is. They come at you with such anger and such intent that you don't know what they're going to do to you.
I noticed he was not wearing a mask. I wanted to try and sell him a mask. Because I had a bunch of masks
to sell
with me. But when I brought it up, his first reaction was to grab me by my throat.
Yeah.
And then chase me down the road.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Right. I understand if you think your rights are being violated, but then don't come at me like that.
Right.
It was weird. It was weird. So we're all on a roll right now. Trump train. What's up, Sharna? Ning. We're all just here. This is a free, we're in an open forum.
Yeah. We're just not around everywhere.
I'm not for the masks. I'm not against the masks. I'm just making masks and selling masks.
Right.
So I'm for that.
Yeah.
I'm for profiting.
I'm pro me.
I'm for perpetuating our small business.
Right.
And helping us stay alive.
Yeah.
And wearing a mask when I go outside.
Right.
And not talking to people about it anymore.
No.
Nope.
No.
You wear it if you want to. You don't have to.
Right.
It's nice to meet you, Sharna. But if you would like to, you could buy masks from us. That's all I have to say about it. You know what I mean? We have friends that are on both sides, that are adamant on both sides, and I'm not there.
Right.
What I am a nice and stoned Switzerland. Did I mention? That's selling masks. If you need a mask, let us know. So
come on over, Josie.
You need more. We did meet some witches on Saturday. Let's talk about Spirit Ways. Our visit to Spirit Ways was wonderful. It was enlightening. It was positive.
Right.
And not just for us, but it also was positive for our friends that came and didn't really know anything about it.
Right. Oh, yeah. I love that store. Man,
it's a neat
Spirit
store.
Ways is a metaphysical store. Sells all kinds of wonderful, amazing things. I don't have one. Just tap it out on that paper.
Okay.
Anyways, went down there because they opened on Saturday. And they could have, you know, limited number of people in the store. But man, I had to go get some incense and I had to get some sage. And it just smells so good in there. And I love all the rocks. Oh, it was wonderful.
We have a lot of rocks in our arsenal that we have acquired that I saw in
there?
That store.
I know.
So we should really get figure out what our rocks are.
Yeah. I don't know how many cases we have over here. Do you
know? Not in our whole country, Sharna. How many, what country are you listening from, Sharna? And I can try and look it up and see. The problem is I can give you a number that they're giving us, but I can't tell you exactly if that's the truth or not. But
yeah.
I can tell you
India.
The number.
I don't know where we're at compared to India.
Yeah, I don't either. But there's more people in India, I believe, than there are here in the U.S.
So, oh, yeah.
So the numbers are going to fluctuate.
There's right.
thousands, several thousands.
I know.
But who knows?
India.
But the numbers are going down. We're all getting healthy. We're social distancing and wearing masks. And we're happy to do it.
I don't know.
And the vodka is keeping us cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
The vodka is keeping us happy.
That's how you cleanse the inside.
That's how we cleanse the inside is with the vodka.
Yeah.
The vodka.
You don't use the bleach. You use the vodka. Or the bourbon.
The bourbon. Now
or
we,
the gin.
Drinking infestant. Drink infestant. That's what I want to call it. Not disinfectant. It's drink infestant.
Right.
Talking about something, we did have some amazing bourbon. For those of you in the Denver area, we stopped at a place called the Denver Distillery.
Oh, my God. And we got meat pies.
Because they have meat pies.
It was also on Saturday.
Yeah. And that was very cool because we've seen the sign where they have meat pies there. And so what we did is stopped and had us a meat pie, and it was really freaking good. We had a steak pie, but then they distill amazing bourbons, vodkas,
gins,
and a hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah.
They have a hand sanitizer that's 70% alcohol, and it's was a pretty cool place, pretty cool owner.
Yeah, it was super awesome.
Very cool.
It was super awesome, and the stuff they were serving in there was great. We brought the meat pies home, and oh my goodness, they were good.
They were so good.
Yeah.
We cooked them up. They're cheese in them. If you haven't had a good meat pie, I mean, it's not like Sweeney Todd. I don't think there were any Englishmen in the pies.
We don't know.
But I can't say it. Kind of. No, it didn't give me heartburn.
The homeless has been down.
That's true.
Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
That would be worse than a Canadian geese pie.
Yeah, right.
Canadian goose pie. I did not ask if there were Irishmen in there, Misa Sheriff. I should have.
Should have asked.
I should have asked about their ass.
Should have asked, yes.
All right, well, everything else is going really well. I think that the Pornhub subscriptions have leveled off.
Oh, really?
Anyone here still using a free premium Pornhub subscription?
Right.
I'm not.
No.
Nor am I using a free Amazon Prime.
Oh, no.
No, no.
No, no.
Paying for that now. yeah, I know, Jason, you want an Irishman pie.
We know. Or sandwich.
Who was on here
anything.
The other day?
Oh, that was... That was...
Porn is my friend. Don't ever say that about porn ever again. I'm going to have to leave the room.
What was his name?
Bobo.
No.
Dodo.
Start with a P.
Professor Plum.
I thought it was...
I don't know. It was
Biffo.
Nice. Biffo.
Was it Biffo?
Biffo. Biffo, I think something like that.
I think it was
He
Biffo.
Was from Ireland, and he was saying that they are... They are... Enjoying their free premium Pornhub.
Mm-hmm. Over there.
Which is nice.
Hi, Mary Poppins.
What's up, Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins, I started coloring my first dick pic on Sunday.
I know. Yeah, she went with the big cock.
It's pretty good.
Who else was doing, Amita? Who else was doing pornographic coloring books?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Oh, right. No, I know Classy Little Cupcake was going to do the nude paint by numbers.
Oh, that's right. I wonder how that was going. She ordered too many porns.
Books.
Oh.
Too many books.
Too many of those coloring books.
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why she's been giving them out as a gift.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah. Just I like mine.
Spreading it
I
out.
I started coloring it. It made me feel real good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel
you
happy.
You do need to come sign a page. That's right. That's right.
That is exactly right. You know why? Because Captain Dildo gets all his porn for free.
That's right. Everyone
wants
does.
You guys to know Captain Dildo has the free porn hookup. He enjoys free porn all day and every day.
Yeah,
and
you gotta come
says,
get your masks.
Don't pay for porn. Captain Dildo, get it for free. That's what Captain Dildo says. Just want you to know that. Yes, we do love having you guys all here with us. And we also... want to know what your favorite thing to do during this quarantine time was. We're excited. At least life's going to get semi back to normal.
Is it?
Is this normal? Know.
This might be normal.
Know.
You know what I'm gonna do for you?
Alcohol and porn is normal now.
I'm gonna make you a cake.
Would you please make me a cake?
I'm gonna make it in the morning.
Please.
Yep. I'm going to. It's gonna be strawberry.
I want a strawberry cake.
It's gonna be a strawberry cake. It's gonna be delicious.
Are you gonna frost that cake?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna be in the pan or is it gonna be freestanding?
I usually do a freestanding cake.
Is that going to be a round cake or is that going to be a square cake?
Probably a round one.
What's up, biker? We're talking cake. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hi, classy little cupcake.
We're going to have us.
Oh, see, Mary Poppins made a funfetti.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dina. Funfetti cake.
Josie, that's right. Comfort cake and masks.
Oh,
Dina Joe, I miss all you guys so much.
We can't wait to. We're going to have our costume
room.
Party soon.
We need to just have a backyard party.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We could set chairs 6 feet away. Yeah, Sharna, you can.
Someone snuck.
Follow us on Instagram.
Please do. Facebook, the follow Swallow Nation.
Mary Poppins woke up defrosting all over her kitchen.
Did someone snuck into your kitchen and frosted a cake? I love that. You're doing more foster puppies. People, what is going on with all these puppies? Should we foster a puppy?
No.
No, we don't have time. I can't foster.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but most things that are drawn into me don't leave. So I don't think I'm a foster parent.
True that. That's true.
I'm not a foster parent. I'll keep all of the dogs.
Oh, yes. Dina Joe, you have our shirts and our badges and our trophies from the Stampede.
Yep.
I did mine virtually, which was fun.
Yep, we need to do it.
Yeah.
So many dogs.
So
yep, Mr. Sheriff,
many
I'd have
dogs.
So many dogs.
Yeah, well, we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
Because I got to go to bed.
What time is it?
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh.
You know, and I know for a lot of people, they're partying out there. Well, we're partying too, but we party early.
Right. Well, tomorrow morning, we're going to do an earlier podcast, right? We're going to do it as soon as you get home from work. And we're going to try the video again.
Porn for life.
Yep, exactly.
And we have some drama, people. Well, I've got some Littleton drama going on like you wouldn't believe. Jason is responsible for kind of starting it, whooping it up. But if you like food, and you like restaurants, and you like burritos, and you like drama, you don't. Stop listening to this podcast.
Because
we've
it's
got
coming
some
your way.
Family
we got
drama
some stuff stirring up.
Now, tomorrow we're going to work. We're going to come back and we're going to have a podcast, the middle of the day podcast, a little bit better. Thursday, we're supposed to have a podcast as well.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a guest on Thursday.
We have not got confirmation from this guest.
Right.
Because they're busy, you know, sometimes. Yeah, you started some drama, mama.
Yeah, bad
you did.
Drama.
So
it's going to be great.
We're going to have some good guests. We've also got some life coaches coming up. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up to the podcast. Yep, she went upstairs to pee on the carpet.
Okay, I'm going to go
damn
let her out.
Dog. All right, guys.
All right.
We thank you so much for listening. We love you. Remember.
Goodbye.
We don't care if you wear a mask or not, but if you're going to, please buy it from us. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up. We can mail you a mask anywhere you are. Doesn't matter on this entire planet, we'll get a mask to you if you want it. Misa Sheriff, I'm not exactly sure what that comment was all about, but we appreciate all and every comments here in the Everything Swallow podcast. Thank you so much, guys. We really do mean it. We thank you for your support. It's a really weird time and a weird world right now. And for those of you who have stuck with us and continue to listen, and continue to support us as a patron. We thank you for it so very much. And please keep it up. Tell your friends that our goal is to make sure that everyone feels included and everyone feels loved. And so help us do that. And by doing that, you can just become a patron, either a dollar a month or more. You could do $100 a month. That's also available, which would be great. But thank you for what you do at any level. And let's continue to work together to change the world one day at a time. And have a great day. Have a great Tuesday. And we will talk to you on Wednesday.
hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.